Last weekend, the top prize at the Cannes Film Festival, the Palme d'Or, was awarded to the Thai director Apichatpong Weerasethakul for his film Uncle Boonmi Who Can Recall His Past Lives. The director of the jury, Tim Burton, praised its original treatment of fantasy elements, and he should know, adding, "It is a beautiful, strange dream. It has a quiet, reflective nature, full of surprises." So what's the film about? Well, like the title says, recollection of the past. But in Weerasethakul's trademark style, that's more an evocation than a story. He loves jungles and shape-shifting hybrids of human and animal that may be phantoms, as he explained when we met.
In Thailand, we have this idea of transient. When you die, you never really die. You know, it's just the idea of reincarnation, about going through stages, that it's not the end. I'm really interested in Buddhism and how our mind is capable more than we are now if we train it properly.
So do you think that film could be an aid to meditation or a form of meditation?
No. I think film is very crude. It's very primitive. It's just simply a simulation of what we can do. But the best cinema is the mind. If we can train our mind to see, you know, beyond what we can do now, it's going to be a super cinema that we don't need cinema.
But when you see critics saying that they have been transported by your films, that this has been almost a transcendent experience, that they have gone almost into a trance when they've watched them, what does that make you feel?
Well, I think that's a compliment. I'm grateful that, you know, people, because it's also part of the intention to simulate the experience of meditation. But again, it's only that, it's artificial, it's a simulation.
And do you think of yourself as a storyteller?
Not particularly. In classical way, you know, if you talk about narrative, you know, I'm not very good at that. But I'm more comfortable with wanting to express some moments and mood, like the working of the mind. When you think of your past, your future is not really like linear, and it's not the truth, you know, it's experience that you imagine. Even it happened, like you remember your first date, let's say, it's not a narrative, you just think about his or her smell or his or her action. It's not the story, it's just a movement and sound and
And in terms of sound, because you make very complicated soundtracks with your feature films, I mean, do you think of those almost as separate films? Because often the sound is doing something really quite different or taking our minds somewhere else from what we're seeing as well.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty nuts about sound, pretty obsessed, I'd say. And I really work really closely with the sound designer, sound recorder, and we spend as much time for image and sound. So sometimes we really try to simulate the feeling without letting the audience know that they're being heavily manipulated. For example, in the forest, you know, we use electronic sound. Let's say synthesize animals that you're not quite sure what kind of animal is this.
And there's one thing I just have to remark on, that you're sitting here and we're in the middle of London, but you are wearing an animal print shirt.
Oh, well, camouflage. It's a bad camouflage.
Apichatpong Weerasethakul, this year's winner of the top prize at the Cannes Film Festival, the Palme d'Or. If you want to embark on the dreamlike journey of his films, the best place to start is either with Blissfully Yours or with Tropical Melody, both of which are available on DVD. And his installation, Phantoms of Nabua, is currently showing at the BFI South Bank.